Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Today's lesson is titled Casting Lots to Find Jonah. It's taken from Jonah chapter 1, verse 7. Because Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord, God sent a great wind upon the ship he boarded, whose destination was Joppa. Although the mariners and the shipmaster were afraid for their lives, Jonah was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. The shipmaster came to Jonah and asked him how he could sleep in such conditions, and exhorted Jonah to call upon his God so they would not perish. In chapter 1, in verse 7 of this prophecy, the mariners cast lots to determine the fault for the storm that had come upon them. We read, "And they said every one to his fellow, 'Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us.' So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah." The verse begins, "And they said, every one to his fellow, 'Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us.'" The writer began with the words, "and they said," or answered, appointed, avouched, bid, boasted, self, called, certified, challenged, and charged, every one, or each man or human that was on the ship, to his fellow, which refers to the companions or friends or fellow citizens that were there. They said, "Come," or "walk, proceed, carry, go, and live, and let us cast," which means to throw down, assign, and apportion, "lots," which means pebbles used for systematically making decisions, "that we may know or perceive, see, find out, and discern, discriminate, and distinguish for whose cause," which means whosoever and whichsoever's sake, "this evil or bad, disagreeableness, malignancy, unpleasantness, and happiness and misery is upon us," which refers to the mariners and the seamen. The mariners purposed to throw down pebbles which were used to determine the person responsible for this problem. The verse continues, "So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah." The writer added, "So they cast lots," or threw down, assigned, and apportioned pebbles used for systematically making decisions. And the lot, which means the pebble used for the systematically making decisions, fell or assigned and apportioned upon Jonah, which means dove. When the mariners threw the pebbles, they indicated that Jonah was the reason the storm came upon them. When we consider thoroughly these words, we understand how the mariners had no idea it was Jonah who had caused their problem. They resorted to the only means they knew to determine who was to blame for their troubles. The lot, and when the lots were cast, Jonah was found as the culprit. The Lord Jesus may have us oblivious to the reason troubles have fallen upon us. Our family or our friends, or although we're not to resort to cast lots to find out the cause, we should go to the Heavenly Father in prayer and seek His face concerning it. Perhaps we have fled from God's call, and the reason for the storm is us. In that case, let us turn to Jesus with all our heart, change our rebellious ways, and implore Him to calm the storm that prevails. Next time, we shall see how the mariners asked Jonah many questions. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. Thank you for joining me for the Word for Today with Ray, and may the Lord bless you as you continue to study His Word.